KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie app, QuickCrete, and SunTouch.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You got a decor dilemma. You need some help solving a how-to problem. You got a project you'd like to get done. Maybe you got a project that you got started with, but didn't go exactly in the direction you planned. I had one of those projects, Leslie. I was building a deck. I was going to do a recover of my deck. But once I took off the old deck, I found out I had some rotted beams. So I had to switch gears and get some new wood. So that kind of thing happens to everybody, including us so-called experts. If that's happened to you and it's spurred on some questions, we would love to hear from you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your question on MoneyPit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, an energy-efficient home can definitely help you save big on energy and cash. But did you know that if the home is too airtight, it can actually make you sick? It can. So we're going to explain how to keep the fresh air flowing when airtight becomes too tight.
And have you ever tried to repair old, worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete, only to find out that it didn't last? Well, we're going to share a solution that's actually stronger than the concrete it covers.
And summer is awesome, but when fall gets here, have you thought about where you're going to store all that patio furniture and kiddie pools and lawn equipment? Well, for many of us, the answer is a backyard shed. So we're going to show you how to spruce up your shed so it is really ready for seasonal storage.
All right, but first, give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, because as we're wrapping up the summer season, you know, it kind of switches gears from one set of projects to a totally different set of projects. So let us help you either finish out the summer with a big shindig or fun project that you want to get done before the cooler weather comes in, or let us help you plan something for that amazing Goldilocks season of home improvement where the weather is just right to get a lot of stuff done.
Or you can let us send you some tools, because on today's show, we've got the Arrow E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun with a year's supply of staples going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. You got to call us with your question at 888-MONEYPIT or post it to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Carol in California is on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I have an old house that sits high off the ground, and it's all open underneath, and it is freezing cold in the winter and very hot in the summer. Is there something that I can do underneath the house?
So there's no insulation?
No, I don't think so. Very little, if any.
Yeah. Are there open, is it like a sort of open floor joists? Like, do you see the floor joists when you look under and up?
You know what? I haven't been under the house.
Yeah. Well, look, you got to get somebody under there, Carol, to see what the structure is. But we have the technology, okay? You know, if it's
okay.
a standard floor joist construction, you can add insulation in between the floor joists. And then under that, you could use 2-inch insulating foam board and then nail that to the bottom of the floor. And that would seal up the floor from the cold air that's getting up in there. And that would also take a look at the attic to make sure that that's insulated. And you just may have a house that needs a few very basic energy-saving improvements to it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that information.
Now we've got Ben in Arizona who's dealing with a situation of arachnophobia. What's going on with those spiders?
Oh, not a whole lot. They seem like they're overtaking our yard. I can mow, and they just scatter everywhere. I kill anywhere from 30 to 50 of them every time I mow.
Do you have any idea what kind of spider it is?
No. They call them, from what I've heard, they call them wood spiders. And I don't know if that's what they're really what they're called or not, but they're brown, and they kind of got black streaks across their backs. And some of them are small, and, you know, some of them look like they get to, like, two-inch diameter or so, something like that.
There's actually a couple things that you can do to try to control these, the population of these wolf spiders.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, things that you can do on your own are to try to eliminate their nesting sites. And that is areas where you have bushes, ivy, grasses, or any plant that is right up against the house. You know, wood piles, lumber piles, rock piles are all places where these spiders can nest. But the most effective way to get rid of them is to use a pesticide. Now, you can either do this yourself or you can hire a pro. If you want to do it yourself, there is a pesticide dust that you can buy in a lot of places. I know it's available on Amazon. It's called Eco Exempt D Dust. The letter D, Eco Exempt D Dust. And it's an organic plant-based insecticide that's ready to use, and it's pet safe as well, which is important. I got to tell you, if I had kids and I had that much of a problem, I'd probably have it done first by a professional, and then I'd follow up with my own do-it-yourself pest control after, because the products that the pros use are just far more effective, and they are absolutely safe if they're applied by a trained professional, you know, according to label directions. Does that make sense?
Okay. All righty.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know that you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, energy-efficient homes can save you money and improve your comfort, but if the home is too tight, it can also make you sick. We're going to share how to get the best combination of efficiency and healthy indoor air when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance, one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with Floor Source Factory Direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Guys, if you can dream it, you can build it. Join us at the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
We're so happy you're spending a bit of your day with us, and we're going to reward one lucky listener with a giveaway. We've got the Arrow E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun and a year's supply of staples. Now, this is a great tool. It's really a must-have for any project with upholstery or paper or cardboard or thin plastics. It's an electric gun, right? So you're not going to, like, wear out your hand. And the battery life, well, it lasts up to 3 hours. The package is worth $75 going out to one listener drawn at random that calls us or emails us or posts us with their questions. This is a participation sport, people. You got to make an effort. So if you've got a question, that would be a great reason to get it over to us. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tracy in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a universal design project. Tell us what you're working on.
I have a daughter who's 21 years old, and we need some help when it comes to bathing her. We're looking at doing a bathroom addition onto her room, but we don't even know really how to get started. Do we need to consult with an architect on the design advice? She's homebound, medically fragile, 100% disabled, and we just are looking at some advice on how to even get started to meet her needs so that we only have to do this one time.
Is a tub situation easier for you, or is a shower?
Probably a shower.
Okay, because there are the tubs with the doors that open. It depends on how difficult it would be to sort of move her from chair to seated tub position. You know, it just depends on how comfortable you are with the bathing situation, if you want to get in there and get wet. But Tom and I have actually done a lot of work with Universal Design and are quite familiar with some of the processes.
Well, that's right. And I do think it's a good idea to use a certified kitchen and bath designer. And that's somebody who's going to be specializing in Universal Design. You're going to ask specifically for someone that has that talent, because they're going to be up to speed on the best products that are out there for your particular situation, be able to recommend appropriately, and you're going to get a bathroom that actually looks nice and functions well for you. I would not call a standard remodeling contractor, because the remodeling contractor will say, yeah, I understand, I know what to do, and you know what? They just don't, because it's very specialized. In fact, some years ago, Leslie, didn't the AARP have a special certification program for contractors and architects? That were working with Universal Design Situations?
They did. It was through the Home Builders Association, and they had a special course that you could take to become certified as, you know, a Universal Design Specialist. So you might want to start with the AARP's website just to find some recommendations of folks in your area who are certified. I believe it was called the CAPS. Certified Aging in Place Specialist Program. And, you know, even though that's not necessarily your need, it has similar associations. So you might want to start there as far as just trying to find somebody who can help you find the right products, because you want something that looks good. You don't want it to feel like a hospital. You want it to function, and you want it to be done right the first time.
They have a lot of resources for Universal Design. Probably the best collection anywhere online is on the AARP website. You simply click on the home and family section and then home improvement, and you'll find a lot there. They also have a section of livable communities, because the, you know, Universal Design just makes sense for folks of any age, whether you are a senior citizen, whether you are disabled, or whether you're just a mom that comes home with her arms full of like grocery bags and needs to pop open a door with her elbow because she can't really turn a doorknob. You know, there's tips like that that really make it so much easier for you to live comfortably in your house, regardless of age or physical condition. So I would start there as well. But make sure you work with people that are experienced in Universal Design. There are lots and lots of people out there. You just got to find them, okay?
Great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, an energy-efficient home can save homeowners big on energy and cash. But since they're so airtight, they also often require extra ventilation to maintain a safe indoor air environment.
Yeah, and that's where mechanical ventilation steps in and actually lets air into your house. And it seems kind of counterintuitive to think that we put forth all this effort to seal up our homes, but if it's too tight, that can actually make us sick. You know, when you had an older house, was naturally leaky, and that was good in that the air was always fresh. But, of course, if there was too much air getting in, it was pretty expensive. But when it becomes really tight and becomes really energy efficient, you have to think of a more strategic way to let that fresh air in so that you sort of trap some of the heat or the air conditioning in the exchange. And that's what mechanical ventilation does.
Yeah, but how do we go about doing that without wasting energy at the same time? I mean, it seems like they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. There's two ways to do it. The devices are called an HRV or an ERV. It stands for heat recovery ventilation or energy recovery ventilation. They both work very similarly. The HRVs, they pull in fresh air while they exhaust the stale air, and then they use the heat that's found within that stale air to sort of preheat that fresh incoming air. So as an added bonus, you basically use less energy bringing outdoor air up to room temperature, and it does require a fan, and that runs continuously sort of 24/7. The difference between that and an ERV is that the ERV is better in capturing humidity, so that would be probably better for a warmer climate. But they essentially do the same, making a very controlled way for you to pull in that fresh air without losing the energy in the process.
All right, well, that sounds good. I mean, it's super important to have an energy-efficient home, but we also have to remember to keep our homes air healthy as well. Chad in Illinois is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
My question is concerning my linoleum floor I have in my kitchen. It was damaged probably during installation, and before we moved in, they cut out little squares and they patched it up. Well, over time, those squares have come up and gotten brittle and rolled over, and it looked horrible, and I want to know, is there a way that I can repair that, kind of like the way they did, with cutting out a square or two from a closet or underneath the stove? What kind of adhesive to use, or am I just fighting a losing battle and should just save the money and replace the whole floor sometime?
Well, if it's an older floor like that, it might not make sense to keep fixing it. I mean, especially when you consider that remnant vinyl is available. Laminate is available. The prices on this have gone way down. I mean, you can buy laminate floor now for probably as little as about $3 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
So not expensive, pretty easy to install, all locked together, and actually will last, you know, a long, long time. I mean, I've had laminate floor in my kitchen for 20 years, and it's really not shown anywhere whatsoever. So I think, you know, given what you've been through with this, it's probably time to move on.
All right, my wife would totally agree with you.
All right, okay, well, we've now given you our blessing. Go ahead and buy some new flooring, okay, Chad? Make your wife happy.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Annette in Arizona is on the line and needs some help with a patio project. Tell us about it.
The problem that I'm having is I've been wanting a patio cover put on my house for the last 20 years.
Okay.
Well, now that my kids have grown up, I'm able to do that now. So the problem is everyone is telling me that I have a very low roof, and my ceilings in my house are only 7.5 feet ceilings.
Okay.
So I don't have much of a clearance. So, of course, everything else seems to be lower in the backyard. I've called probably 8 or 9 different builders now to see how much it would cost this patio cover, and it's straight across. So it's 56 feet long, the whole length of the house. And I think probably 6 of them never call me back.
That's pretty typical.
And so the 2 that have, one of them is a very good friend of mine, and I really do trust him in building this top patio cover. But he says I need to cut 6 feet into my roof in order to get the pitch that I need for the very end. So I really wanted a 56 feet wide by 10 feet out patio cover.
Right. So what he's saying is that if he adds a roof, it's kind of starts at the edge of your roof and then kind of comes out from that, you're not going to have much pitch. Is that correct? Because
correct.
You're starting so low. So I think your builder friend is probably correct from your description. That said, the problem that you have with different builders giving you different advice can be completely avoided if you get a design professional to go in there first. So if you're able to find, for example, an architect in your area that wanted to take on a small project, have them design this patio cover for you, and then you'll have a set of specifications. You can work through all the angles with the architect or the designer. Then you'll have a set of specifications. You can call those contractors back and say, this is exactly what I want. Now just give me a price to build it. Otherwise, you have no way of comparing apples to apples, because every builder is going to have their own solution. And you're going to get different prices, and you're really not going to know, you know, how to compare them, because who knows what one guy's doing versus another. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I understand. And the problem is, I wouldn't mind him doing it, but I'm so afraid that wherever he cuts into it to build out, I'm so worried that I'm going to start having problems leaking.
I really wouldn't worry about it, okay, because builders know how to build roofs, and they know how to build roofs that don't leak. And somebody built that roof that's over your house right now, and there's no reason to think that your builder can't attach another roof to it and then re-roof that area properly so that you don't get leaks. I think he's giving you the right advice, because you can't, if you start low and then go out, you're going to end up with almost a flat roof, and that's going to leak like a sieve. So if you have a good pitch, that's going to be the surest way to avoid leaks. I would not worry at all about a contract that has to, you know, dig into an existing roof. That's done all the time. It's not a big deal. If somebody knows what they're doing, they can roof it properly, flash it properly, and you will have no leaking issues, new leaking issues as a result.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you answering, because my worry was it's going to start leaking, and then I'm going to have major problems because it's going to be leaking over the family room, the dining room, the kitchen, and the bedroom. And I said, that's another problem that I don't want to get into.
Yeah, well, you know, now that the kids are gone, I think it's time for you to get that project done and enjoy it, right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Annette. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you ever tried to repair old, worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete, only to find out it's not going to last, well, we're going to share a solution that will next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Driving around in a dirty car can impair your visibility, and removing the dirt from your vehicle is essential in keeping you safe. That's why you need to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's a few safety tips from Quick and Clean. Clear up the clutter by keeping a trash bag in your vehicle. Keep your phone charger in the center console, grocery bags in the seat back pocket, and an emergency kit in the trunk. Just a few safety tips from Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean!
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Gloria in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi. I'm calling about the product Sun Deck. It's also called Cool Deck. And I really just find it's that product that keeps your feet very cool. I had a pool put in, and so when you get out of the water, it's nice and cool on the feet. You don't have the hot cement. But I find it very hard to keep clean. It looks kind of unsightly, and when it rains, it just seems to attract dirt. Prior to the Sun Deck, I had cement, and I found that it dried very quickly. I could take the hose, and it was all very fresh. And this product just tends to hold water. I believe it's an acrylic base. I just wondered, you know, I don't know if I could even have it removed somehow, you know, kind of with some solution, or if there's some suggestion about how to take care of it.
Gloria, I don't think you have to remove or strip the Cool Deck paint to get it to clean it. Cool Deck is actually made by a company called Mortex, M-O-R-T-E-X. Their website is Mortex.com. And they make not only the Cool Deck, but they make a cleaner that can be used on top of that. It's a commercial quality cleaner. So I would go to their website and look up the Cool Deck product, look up the cleaners. There's a website, there's a link, a telephone number there where you can call and purchase the product. I don't think you'll find it in a home center or a hardware store. You may have to go direct, but we have the technology. No need to repair or replace what you have. You can keep it clean.
Well, thank you so much. That's going to be wonderful. I really appreciate your help.
Well, if you've ever tried to repair old, worn-out concrete by covering it with a layer of new concrete, you may have found out that the new concrete just doesn't stick. I can't tell you how many times in my career as a home inspector I saw people try to do this. And the new concrete, or even the mortar, is just not designed to adhere to an old surface. It's, you know, apples and oranges. But there's a new way to do this that makes a lot more sense, and it's a product that's out from Quikrete. It's called ReCap Concrete Resurfacer. Now, with ReCap, you can renew the old worn-out concrete patios and sidewalks and driveways with a permanent wear-resistant surface at a fraction of the cost to replace it. And this stuff really does stay put.
That's right. You know, it has a bond to concrete that's 4 times stronger than the concrete itself, and that means that your old concrete is going to fracture or crack before its bond with the Quikrete ReCap Concrete Resurfacer separates. So as a result, your new concrete patio or sidewalk or driveway is going to last a really long time. It's also DIY friendly. It's a great project. You just mix, pour, and then spread the concrete resurfacer over that surface that's been cleaned beforehand. And you want to clean it with a 3,500 PSI pressure washer to really get all of the, you know, kind of yuck out of it.
Now you can apply it with a squeegee, a trowel, or a brush. And one 40-pound bag is going to cover approximately 20 square feet. You'll find Quikrete ReCap Concrete Resurfacers at home improvement retailers for about $28 per 40-pound bag. I used this product when I was redoing my basement floor, and I used it kind of for a different reason because I had some poorly finished sections of basement, and I put it down on top of the old concrete. I smoothed it out. Looks perfect. Really worked well, and it is definitely locked to that old surface.
Jason in Delaware is on the line and needs some help with an electrical update at their Money Pit. Tell us what's going on.
Well, let's see. We bought an older home, probably like 1940, 1950. It's a great home, no doubt about it. I mean, we thought we were going to have a bunch of problems. We thought we were going to have to replace the roof. We thought we were going to have to replace the foundation. But it's pretty much like somebody built the house and never really lived in it.
I think we're getting to a but. Everything's great, but what's happening?
But the breaker box is outdated. And the total cost of replacing that, hiring a certified and professional contractor and everybody, or the electrician to do it, is going to cost us around $5,000.
All right, why do you say it's outdated? What's wrong with it?
It's a 100-amp box.
Okay.
And you can't run more than 2 air conditioners in the house at one time.
Take a breath. I've got great news for you. All right?
What's that?
You don't have central air, right? You're running window units?
Window units.
You do not need a new panel. 100 amps is way more than enough power to run that house.
Unless you're planning on making those updates.
Yeah. What you need are some new circuits, which are easier to run. You see,
okay.
The reason you're tripping those breakers is because whatever circuit those air conditioners are on is pulling more power than that one circuit can handle. Now, most circuits that go to bedrooms, for example, are 15-amp circuits. You put an air conditioner or two on a 15-amp circuit, it's going to pop, especially an older air conditioner that's not as energy efficient, because it's going to start more pulling more power. And if you happen to have, you know, those two air conditioners on the same circuit, there's not a, you know, a chance that you're going to be able to run that when you have to. What you do is you add more circuits. So you add another circuit that's just for that air conditioner from the point where it's installed to the panel, put that on its own 15-amp circuit, and there you have it. You're done. No $5,000 for a new panel. See, this is another example when electricians come in and they size you up and they give you a price on doing a job that you really don't need. 100 amps is a lot of power. I doubt in a house that's probably gas-fired. Is that right? It's gas-powered?
Yes.
So you have a gas-powered house. So you got gas heat, gas stove, gas water heater. You know, if you pulled 30 amps when everything was running in that house, I'd be surprised. So you don't need a new box. You need more circuits.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so very much.
You're welcome. Save the money. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, helping you get all of your last-minute summer projects done and get you thinking about what's coming up for the fall. We're broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, do you have a backyard shed that looks a bit out of place? Well, with the new Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayer and a little bit of paint, you can spruce up that storage space so it blends beautifully with your backyard. We'll walk you through that project next.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, you guys can get help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
All right, give us a call, post your questions, whatever it is, because we've got a great reason for you to reach out to Team Money Pit. We're giving away an awesome tool. It's the Arrow E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun, plus a year's supply of staples. It really is a must-have for so many projects, especially if you like upholstery, you know, art projects, making things with paper and cardboard or thin plastics. You can do a ton of stuff with this amazing electric staple gun, and it's got a battery life of up to 3 hours. Check it out. It's worth $75. That Arrow E21 cordless staple gun is going out to one lucky listener.
Make that you. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it at moneypit.com.
All right. Now we've got Howard from North Carolina on the line with a water softening question. What can we do for you today?
Well, my question really has to do with the Easy Water water conditioner, and I'm making a distinction here between water softening and conditioning because I understand that products that don't use salt really are not softeners, but they are conditioners, and I think that's really what my need is. I have no problem with the relative softness of the water, if you will, for cleaning purposes. However, it is a lime and scale producing water. It's municipal water, but it comes from an artesian well system. So my question really is this the product on the market? Are there other ones that do much the same thing? How proven is it? Is it, you know, is something that I can reliably install, or is it still relatively an unproven item? It seems to be a name that's in the market, but I'm just looking for some endorsement of it, I guess.
All right, so several years ago, Easy Water was a sponsor of the show. They haven't been for many years. And when that happened, they sent me one of their units. And we don't have well water, but I had a friend of mine that did have it. And he installed the Easy Water system on his main water line as directed and had really miraculous results. And it really got me interested in the technology. And the way it essentially works is, if you can think of a way a magnet works where positive sides repel each other, that's kind of the way Easy Water works. It forces the particles that go through, the hard water particles, to not stick. That leads to less scale and other types of buildups that stick the pipes and stick the faucets and so on. So that's basically the way it works. I will say that I do know they have a really good warranty on it, and I think it's like a 90-day money-back guarantee. It's pretty long from what I recall. So I see no reason to tell you not to try it. I've had good experiences with it through the test unit, the demo unit that they sent us. They have a pretty good warranty on it. I'd give it a shot.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Well, summer is awesome, but when fall gets here, have you thought about where you're going to store all of that patio furniture, the kiddie pool, the lawn equipment, you know, all the fun summer stuff that's been having a lot of action in your yard, but now it's kind of time to put it all away? Well, for a lot of us, that answer is a backyard shed. So we've got tips on how to easily make over your shed using the new line of high-efficiency airless paint sprayers from Wagner.
Yeah, these sprayers are really perfect for DIYers who are just learning about airless spraying. And they're a great choice for painting a shed, which is a cool project for the upcoming Labor Day weekend, you know, and get done completely within a day or two. Now, the first step is to remove the loose paint as well as any dirt and algae to get that surface ready for the new coat. And if you find any rotted areas, take time now to make those repairs.
Now, once that's done, you're ready to start painting. Sheds can stick out like a sore thumb. So if you want to make yours blend more, choose a color that matches the fence. But, you know, you can also paint the fence as well, or something that matches your home siding. Now, it's a good idea to paint the shed from the top down so that you can catch any drips that form along the way. And generally speaking, it's also always better to apply the paint in a couple of thinner coats rather than going crazy and applying all of the paint all at once. That way you're going to see fewer drips and then you'll avoid uneven drying.
The Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless sprayers are a great tool to use for painting a shed, and you'll find that the airless sprayer is much easier than painting with a brush because you'll be able to reach into all those tight places where it's just hard to get a brush in. And you'll also get a super smooth professional finish. Now, there are a number of Control Pro models to choose from. I have been using my personal favorite, the Control Pro 170, because it can pull paint or stain from either a 1 gallon paint bucket or a 5 gallon bucket. So I like the big buckets for the big projects because I don't have to stop and reload paint. Because once I get going, I don't want to stop. And once your project's done, your shed's going to look brand new again. It'll be ready for many, many more summers of outdoor enjoyment.
Yep, that's right. You know, the Wagner Control Pro paint sprayers makes it easier to paint like a pro. The Control Pro 170 is available both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement. You can see the complete line of Wagner products at WagnerSprayTech.com. This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, you got a porcelain bathtub that's lost its shine? Well, we're going to share some solutions when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Can you restore the porcelain? Well, you can. If you do it professionally, there is a way to restore it. But I will tell you, it's incredibly caustic and expensive to do this. It takes hours. It's definitely not a DIY project. Now, that said, there are products out there that are DIY and are essentially paints designed for bathtubs and for tiles. I've been looking into this more so lately because we have an apartment that we're refurbishing, and it has a real classically shaped but small porcelain tub that everything is sort of designed around, and I really don't want to replace it. It would take a lot of the character away, but man, it looks bad in terms of its finish. It's just really old. So I've been looking into the finish systems. Now, I had heard that Sherwin-Williams has one, and the guys in the store told me about it and were touting its benefits, but unfortunately I looked online and people were not happy about that. They said it was not working very well. It was not user-friendly. So then I did a little more searching, and I found that Rust-Oleum's got one, and I was reading the reviews on Amazon. They had like 14,000 reviews at like, I don't know, 4.5 stars. I'm like, okay, that's the one I'll try. So I'm about to take on this project. I'll be able to report more back to you after that. But I think given the two extremes as to whether or not you actually have to restore the porcelain professionally or use one of these epoxy finishes, because that's what it is, it's a two-part epoxy, I'm going for the two-part epoxy. And I know that, you know, if it lasts me 5 years, I'll be happy. If I got to redo it, that'll be fine with me. I just don't want it to peel off, and that was the problem that some folks that were using the first product I mentioned were seeing. So hopefully it'll work out well, and you should probably give it a try as well.
All right, now we've got Amy who says, my house is old and the basement is damp. I have a large dehumidifier, and I dump that bucket daily. I did notice when you touch the walls, concrete falls off in pieces. How do you prevent further damage to the foundation? I started on the exterior by putting down stone for draining this weekend, and I'm installing new gutters.
Amy, you know, it's not concrete that's falling off your walls. If your basement is that damp, what you're seeing is mineral salt deposits. Basically, when the water gets into those walls, it soaks it up, and then the moisture dries out, but the minerals stay behind. So I bet you if you took some of those pieces of so-called concrete, maybe stuck them in a paper cup and poured a little vinegar on top, you'd see it all disintegrate. That just doesn't happen with concrete. What you have here is clearly a case of moisture management gone awry. So I think you're on the right idea with the gutter system, because that's usually where this all starts. So make sure your gutters are clean, free-flowing, downspouts extended at least 4 to 6 feet from the house. This idea of putting stone down to improve drainage, very bad idea, because the water's just going to fall through the stone. If you want to improve your drainage around the house, get the soil sloping away, you do it with clean fill dirt, not topsoil, not mulch, and certainly not stone. You get the grading going right. Now, if you want to put stone on top to prevent erosion, that's fine, but the slope has to be done with the soil. Really, really critical. If you do those two things, I think you're going to see an amazing transformation in the moisture, and all of a sudden, your concrete walls won't seem to be falling apart anymore. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks, guys, for spending a bit of your weekend with us. We hope that we've been able to give you a tip or two of some great information to help you move your projects along. Remember, you can reach us 24/7 at the website or by calling 888-MONEY-PIT and leaving us your question. If we miss you, we will call you back the next time we are in the studio. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Midterms less than 3 months away, and the Republican election point man in the Senate says neither President Biden nor his party's agenda are being well received by voters around the country.
People don't like high inflation. They don't like to defund the police. They don't like critical race theory. They don't like the fact that, you know, there was a raid on a former president's house, a potential opponent in 24, to the existing administration.
Florida Senator Rick Scott tells the Salem Radio Network he believes Republicans will recapture the Senate majority in the fall. Earlier this week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was confident the House would flip, but not so sure about the upper chamber. A huge fire at a Massachusetts marina has left several boats and vehicles burned out shells and produced a plume of black smoke that was thick enough to be picked up by weather radar. The cause of the blaze is currently under investigation. Treasury Department is disputing claims middle-class Americans are the target of the new IRS funding.
GOP lawmakers have been at odds with Democrats over $80 billion in new Internal Revenue Service funding. Republicans warn that 87,000 new IRS agents will focus on middle-income Americans. But the U.S. Treasury is pushing back. An official said those making $400,000 and up, not the middle class, will be the target for audits. The new funding was included in the recently passed Inflation Reduction Act, which nonpartisan analysts have said may not reduce inflation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden calls Finland and Sweden, quote, our allies of the high north, and their addition to NATO could bring military and territorial advantages to the Western Defense Alliance. The two Nordic nations rushed to join NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine in February. Two-thirds of the NATO's 30 member nations have approved their membership so far. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Gunmen storm a hotel in the Somali capital, and that leaves 20 people dead.
Islamic militants have stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital, engaging in an hours-long exchange of fire with the security forces that left at least 20 people dead, according to police and witnesses. In addition, at least 40 people were wounded in the late Friday night attack, and security forces rescued many others, including children, from the scene at Mogadishu's popular Hayat Hotel. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab, which has ties with Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the attack, the latest of its frequent attempts to strike places visited by government officials. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The United States is stepping up to buy about 150,000 metric tons of grain from Ukraine in the next few weeks for an upcoming shipment of food from ports no longer blockaded by war. World Food Program says the planned shipment's more than six times the amount of grain from the first arranged shipment. More at townhall.com. The word is out in New York City and beyond.
If you see a spotted lantern fly, stomp it. Kill on site requests in New York City and elsewhere are part of public campaigns to fight an invasive insect now massing and feeding on plants around much of the eastern United States. Though pretty with red wing markings, the spotted lanternfly is a nuisance and a threat. In cities, it swarms outside buildings and lands on pedestrians. It excretes a sticky substance called honeydew that can collect on outdoor furniture. The sap-sucking insects are also a threat to grapes and other agricultural crops. Keith Peters reporting.
Fast food chain Wendy's pulling lettuce from sandwiches in his restaurants in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania after more than three dozen customers reported falling ill. The CDC is trying to determine whether the romaine lettuce is the source of the outbreak and whether the lettuce used at Wendy's also served or sold at other businesses. More at townhall.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie app, QuickCrete, and SunTouch.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys doing? What are you planning? What are you working on? If it's your house, well, you're in the right place because that's what we do. Pretty much this past week, I've been doing it with every spare minute of time working on some projects that just got to get done. If you've got some projects like that, maybe you're stuck in the middle of one. Maybe you need some advice or direction or inspiration to avoid the perspiration associated with getting something done around your house. Well, reach out to us. It's easy. Just call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Click on the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, this is a riot, Leslie. Do you have neighbors that are downright annoying? A recent survey says you're not alone. We're going to share the most annoying neighborly habits just ahead.
All right. I can't wait to hear that dish. Well, now that we're in the hottest days of summer, I always feel like as the summer's ending, it just gets unbearable. One of those keys to avoiding the excessive heat and staying cool and safe and comfy at home is to limit the amount of heat that actually gets into your house. So we're going to share a few easy ways to do just that in today's tip of the day, presented by Kohler Generators, just ahead.
And finding a crack in your foundation can be quite disturbing, but not all cracks spell disaster. We're going to share how to sort out the minor from the major and what to do if you find yourself unsure of what you got.
But first, we want to help you out with those last-minute summer projects. What are you guys working on? What are you tackling? Is it a yard project, or maybe fixing something around the deck or improving the front entry? Whatever it is, let us give you a hand and let us give you some ideas to start tackling once the fall weather moves in. So give us a call.
And let us give you a great tool we've got to give away from our friends at Arrow. We've got the E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun with a year's supply of staples going out to one listener. This has got a battery that lasts 3 hours, which is fantastic because it's a lot easier to operate than the manual staplers. So if you want to win it, reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. Just click on the blue microphone button. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jamie in South Dakota is on the line with a vaulted ceiling with a crack in it. Tell us what's going on.
We've been living in this house. It's built in 2000, and I believe it was a modular that was moved onto a basement foundation. And a few years back, we noticed it started to crack, and my husband tried to fix it, but apparently whatever he did didn't work.
Okay. Well, let's give him a little break on that. He could probably try it again, but maybe he didn't take some of the right steps. Now, first of all, cracks in vaulted ceilings are very, very common. There's a tremendous amount of expansion and contraction that goes up there, not to mention the fact that it's one of the warmest places in the house, especially in the summer. So what you want to do to try to fix this is to sand over the area where the crack is so that you remove any loose paint, dirt, debris, that sort of thing. Next, you want to cover that with a piece of perforated drywall tape. It looks a bit like netting. It's a little sticky. It comes on a roll. And on top of that perforated tape, you want to add 3 layers of spackle. You start very narrow at about 4 inches, and you work out to maybe 6 or 8 or 10 inches in terms of the width of the spackle blade. That netting actually bridges the crack and make sure it doesn't come through again. If you were simply to go up there and spackle it, the crack really isn't fixed. So the next time the ceiling expands and contracts, it's going to show up again. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Patrick on the line who's got a roofing question. How can we help you today?
I had a question about a metal roof versus a shingle roof. Our roof is about 17 years old, and it's ready to change.
Now, is it ready to change because you don't like the way it looks, or is it failing in some way?
Oh, no, it's actually fine. The shingles are fine. But I was kind of wondering about the cost-benefit of spending twice as much for a metal roof versus a shingle roof for another, and how long should that metal roof last? What's the gauge of the metal? That kind of thing.
How long do you plan on staying in the house?
Forever.
Forever. Okay, that's important information. So if you put a metal roof on this house, I think it can last, for all intents and purposes, forever. The metal roofs of yesteryear, when they were properly maintained, would easily last 50 to 100 years. The metal roofs of today will do the same thing, and they can even do it more successfully because of some of the modern elements of technology that are added to it. For example, you are in Florida, is that correct?
Yes, Port Charlotte.
You know, the one nice thing is that metal roofs have reflective paint. It's like a low-E paint, and they actually reflect some of that radiant heat back off of the roof. So instead of having a roof that's like a heat collector, you're going to have a roof that's a heat reflector. So there's also an energy efficiency element to it as well. But I think that metal roofs, last literally indefinitely as long as they're properly maintained. They don't need a lot of maintenance. Of course, if there's a storm and that sort of thing, they stand up a lot better. They don't fly off like shingles do. And even though it's twice as expensive, it will probably be the last roof you'll ever have to put on that house.
If I do this $11,000 roof, will I report that to my homeowner's insurance, and will I get a benefit from that or no?
That's a good question for your broker. Certainly, a metal roof is more fire resistant. I also would look into any energy efficiency rebates because since it's a low-E roof coating, you may actually qualify for an energy rebate, so I would look into that as well.
And how would I look into that?
A good source is the Metal Roofing Alliance. That's a trade association for the metal roof industry. Go to metalroofing.com. And, in fact, they have a section on their website about tax incentives, so they are available for metal roofs.
All right. I appreciate your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Caitlin and I was on the line and need some help restoring an old bath. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. My husband and I moved into our 1917 farmhouse about a year ago, and our main bathroom only has a clawfoot tub, and we would like a shower in it. So I was wondering if you had any tips on restoring the clawfoot tub and installing a shower kit.
So you want to keep the tub, right? You don't want to put a separate shower. You just want to basically plumb up a shower head into that, correct?
Correct.
Since it's a clawfoot tub, if you disconnect the plumbing, then you can get that out of the house. Because the best way to refinish that, to resurface that, is to send it out to a company that does that. Because if you do it in the house itself, they can come in with acids, and they can etch the old finish, and they can add a new finish, and then they can bring in heat lights and bake it on. But I've found that it doesn't work nearly as well as basically sending it out to a place that's set up to re-enamel a tub. And then you're going to have one that really lasts for the long haul. And after that, you know, installing a shower kit to that is pretty much a plumbing project. Lots of places like Restoration Hardware have kits, or you can find them online, where you could basically plumb up the pipe that comes up and then arcs over for the shower head, and you need a nice circular shower curtain, a shower bar above it for a curtain. And, you know, all that's easy, but the hard part is getting the tub re-enameled.
Okay, and how costly is re-enameling a tub?
It's probably not as expensive as buying a new tub, and it's going to last indefinitely.
Okay, well, thank you for your advice.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on so we can lend you a hand. We're coming to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, are you ready to pack up and move just to get away from problem neighbors? We're going to highlight the most annoying neighbor headaches when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle Filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle Filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Today, our lives rely heavily on electricity, but when the power goes out, everything comes to a halt.
That's why Tom and I have Kohler generators backing up our homes and our studios. They turn on automatically the second we lose power, and they keep everything on like nothing ever happened.
Back up your power like we back up ours. Learn more at poweredbykohler.com. Order a 10 to 20 kilowatt unit before September 15th and get a free 7-year extended warranty. That's powered by Kohler, KOHLER.com.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We want to help you with all of those projects because, guys, if you can dream it, you can build it. So join us on The Money Pit podcast every Monday and every Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
You know, it occurs to me that even though we are still in the heat of summer, the heating season is not too far away. That makes early fall a great time to insulate your home, and one of the tools you'll need to do that is a staple gun, which is exactly what we are happening to be giving away today. We've got the Arrow E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun. It includes a year's supply of staples. It's a great project for insulation, for upholstery, for paper, for cardboard, for thin plastics. It's got a battery that lasts 3 hours. And it's worth $75, but going out to you for free if you reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We will select one listener at random to provide that prize too.
All right, next up we've got Ray in Minnesota, who's working on a decking project. How can we help you?
I just bought a house, and it was built in 2008, and I have a big wraparound porch, and it looks like it's never been really maintained since they built it. And so, especially with the Minnesota winters up here and the weather, looking to seal it, but not really sure what to use, and also, not really wanting to have to do it every single year, So just wanted to get some advice about what I could do.
So is the porch flooring a finished floor, or is it like a deck, like pressure-treated?
It's pressure-treated wood. It's a deck.
And is there anything on it currently?
No.
So what you can do is you could apply a solid color deck stain to that.
Okay.
And a solid color stain is going to last longer than a semi-transparent or certainly a transparent stain. But you use a deck stain because deck stains also have some durability to them.
Yeah, the benefit of the solid color stain is that because it's a stain, it's actually going to penetrate the surface of the wood, so the color will actually get into the lumber itself. And then a solid stain obviously has more pigment to it, so given the fact that your deck has had nothing on it for however many years, it probably looks a little worn in places and maybe worse for the wear. So a solid stain is going to sort of cover all of that up while giving you some color and still act as a stain, since that's what it is. And you're generally, if you apply it correctly, you're going to get about 5 years on horizontal surfaces and, about 7 years on vertical. It really depends on the weather conditions, the application, how you prep it. Is the wood totally dried out when you're putting it on? But a solid stain is probably the best bet.
Okay. I had one question about it. I've seen some commercials for some new products that are more kind of like concrete-based, almost like more of a paint type thing. What about those? Are those good, or would you recommend using something like that? Or
don't do it. I think you're talking about the products that are like liquid siding and things of that nature. If you were going to consider a product like that, I would Google the name of that product and the word complaints, because we've seen a lot of complaints about those products that claim to, encapsulate the surfaces that they're applied to, just not working very well. I would stick with the basics. A good quality solid color stain from a good manufacturer is going to last a long time, and you certainly won't be doing it every year.
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate the information and the help. Thank you again for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, are you frustrated by your noisy neighbors with barking dogs or early morning weed whackers? Well, you are not alone. In a survey of more than 1,200 people by LombardoHomes.com, more than half reported having an annoying neighbor no matter what type of house they lived in.
Yeah, we all know what it's like to listen to late night parties and barking dogs, so it may come as no surprise that noise was the number one complaint people had. And we're talking about all kinds of noise, loud talking, loud pets, loud kids, loud exterior work. You might want to keep those DIY projects under control during those early morning hours, because loud is definitely out of favor. But beyond noise, the top 20 beefs included being nosy, unkept landscaping, overflowing garbage, and yes, I love this one, being overly nice peaked as another annoying habit.
Jeez, you just can't win.
You just can't win. So what are the options to deal with annoying neighbors? Well, 75% of Americans say they talk to their neighbors, but 45% say they don't want to talk to their neighbors. And another 40% say they've confronted troublesome neighbors face-to-face, while others simply let a note, which I'm sure was quickly ignored.
Now, 17% chose not to renew a lease due to a frustrating neighbor. One in five filed a formal complaint against a neighbor. Now, that's not a good way to make a good neighbor.
Make friends. It's not very neighborly of you.
I get this. 14% just packed up and moved. I'm over this. We're out of here.
Well, listen, whatever your neighbor's quirk may be, there's wisdom in the old adage that good fences make good neighbors.
Stephanie in California is having a heating and cooling issue. Well, specifically a cooling issue in the bedroom. What's going on?
Oh, we don't know. Right now, we live in a four-bedroom house. Every room in the house except for the master bedroom gets cool in the summer. We have not done a winter yet. This bedroom, the master bedroom, is at least 5 to 7 degrees warmer than any part of the house.
Okay, well, there could be a number of reasons for that. First of all, what side of the house is it on?
It would be on the south side of the house.
The more sun, you know, the more cooling you need. So it's not unusual for a room on the south, the west side to need more cooling power. So let's talk about what you could do to try to improve this. First of all, I would check the airflow at the registers to make sure you're getting good airflow at all of the AC registers. In some cases, systems can be balanced so that they supply more air to one room and less air to another. Just as important is to check the return register, Stephanie, because not only do you have to push cold air into the room, you have to pull the air back so it can be re-cooled. If you don't have a return in the bedroom itself, it's going to be a central return, like in the hallway, perhaps outside of the bedroom. If that's the case, you want to make sure that when you close the door of the bedroom, that there's at least a 1-inch gap under the door, because that's how the air gets pulled back and again recirculated. Other things that you can do would be to increase insulation over this particular room. So if there's an attic access above, for example, you could double up the insulation over that, and that would also help to keep it cooler. So I would speak with your HVAC professional initially to try to get the balance working a little bit better. And then if that doesn't work, think about adding some additional insulation. And if that doesn't work at all, the other thing you could do is you could add supplemental cooling to that. I have a room, for example, in my house where I have a split ductless system because it happens to be on the west side in my case, and it overheats. It's far away from the air conditioning system supply, and so I never quite get enough cooling air into this one room to make it comfortable. So we have a split ductless system in there that supplements it. So those are all good options to help even out the temperature of that room in the house. Stephanie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Now we've got David from Illinois on the line who's got a question about a well system. How can we help you today?
It's my son's well. He has a well in his house, and it the water system has air pockets in it quite often.
Okay.
So that the water will be running, and then an air pocket will expel water, and sometimes, you know, it'll shoot out of the sink or what have you. And so I was wanting to know what you can do to get rid of the air pockets in a well system.
Does the system have a pressure tank on it, David?
It has a pressure tank, I believe.
That sounds like a problem with the pressure tank. If the pressure tank is missing, or if it's not installed properly, or if the bladder has failed, then you're not getting a chance to build up pressure and then feed off the tank. You might be feeding directly from the well, which could account for the air blasts. So the first thing I would do is look at the pressure tank, see what kind of condition that's in. That's most likely what's causing the air getting into the lines. I think that's the best step, okay?
Okay.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the app today. Well, now that we're in the hottest days of summer, one of the keys to avoiding excessive heat and staying safe and cool and comfortable in your home is to limit the amount of heat that actually gets into the house.
We've got a few easy ways to do just that in today's tip of the day, presented by Kohler Generators, next.
Hey, money pit.
concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtle. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you. Look around your house. We know there's a project that you want to get done, and maybe you've got started and didn't know how to finish it, or maybe you don't know what it's going to cost, or whether you can do it yourself or hire a pro. Well, we know the answers to all those questions and a lot more. So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Linda in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I had an old garage torn down, so I had a prior cement pad, and I had a steel building put up. I have gaps now from the steel building is not, the metal is more like a corrugated. It's got a little ripple in it, and where it meets the floor, and they put a like 2x4 base around the inside to screw the metal to it. So I'm getting chipmunks in there and everything like that in between. What can I use to seal it but still keep it so when the cold weather comes, it expands like it needs to?
You must be having some pretty big gaps there if the chipmunks are getting into that.
Yeah.
How much space are we talking about?
It's not very big at all, but some it's like maybe 2 or 3 inches high.
Oh, wow.
Because the cement pad was not really leveled, or throughout the years, too, it could have sunk down in certain areas. I don't know whether to put like another board.
Yeah, so listen, if you've got 2 or 3 inches of gaps, you're going to have to add some additional sort of siding type materials to cover that gap. You could actually use additional galvanized metal and form it to fit in that space. If you have smaller gaps, those could be filled with, say, spray foam insulation, or you could use steel wool. Sometimes when we're trying to plug up little gaps, especially when it comes to rodent prevention, I'll have folks put steel wool in there that they're not apt to chew through. But you can't have a gap that big and not expect those types of animals to get by.
Awesome. I'll try that. The steel wool and the foam.
Good luck with that project, Linda. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that we're in the hottest days of summer, it's a good time to talk about how to avoid excessive heat, stay safe, cool, and comfy in your house. We've got a few easy ways that you can do just that in today's tip of the day, presented by Kohler Generators. Well, with temperatures like this, and they have been a lot of crazy high temps this summer season, there are a lot of things that you can do to limit the amount of heat that gets into your house. For example, if you've got blinds and curtains, close them. Keeping your window coverings closed during the day will significantly reduce the amount of sunlight and heat that enters your home. Now, this is particularly important on the south and west sides of your home because those areas get the most direct sun. Now, if you feel like you're never going to close those shades or curtains as the sun is, you know, getting into the house, there are actually smart window coverings that are available, and they can do that for you. They can be like, oh, the sun's coming this way, and close themselves. So maybe that's more your speed.
I love that my smart devices are smarter than me sometimes.
I know, right?
Speaking of which, you can also adjust your thermostat, and during summer, you can save up to about 10% on your energy bills by turning your thermostat up about 7 to 10 degrees from its normal settings for 8 hours a day, ideally when you're away. And I've got a smart thermostat that does this for me. It actually detects when I'm in the house and not. It has like a motion sensor. And so when we're in the house, it sets it at its normal cool setting. But when we're away, it kicks it up, so we save big on our air conditioning costs.
All right, another thing you can do is protect your power. You can protect yourself from the inevitable power failures by investing in a standby generator, and that's going to make sure that you always have air conditioning, even in outages caused by extreme weather. You can also think about adding reflective window films. They're easy to install, and they're effective at reflecting the sun's rays and the heat away. They're available in clear or even in a tint, and as an added benefit, keeping the sun's UV rays away from the house will stop that fading that occurs on your furnishings and the carpet and even the wood floor. I mean, it's amazing what the sun can do. And lastly, you want to think about limiting the use of heat-generating appliances. ovens, dryers, any other kind of appliance that creates heat is going to add to your home's indoor temperature. So limit the use of those appliances to the nighttime when the temperatures are cooler. I mean, you never want to like roast a turkey in the middle of the day when it's 100 degrees outside because your house, think about how hot it would be.
And that's today's tip of the day presented by Kohler Generators. Kohler Generators are sold via authorized Kohler dealers. Request your free quote at poweredbykohler.com. And check this out. Right now through September 15th, you can receive a free comprehensive 7-year extended warranty worth almost $700 with the purchase of a 10 to 20 kilowatt Kohler generator when you go to poweredbykohler.com. That's poweredbykohler, K-O-H-L-E-R.com. Kohler, backup power from a name you can trust.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, have you ever spotted a foundation crack and wondered if it's serious or maybe just the result of some normal house movement? We're going to explain the difference when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com. Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decorating project? Well, you can post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Give us a call, shoot us an email, whatever it is, however you like to communicate with us over here at Team Money Pit, we're giving you a great reason to reach out to us. We've got up for grabs the Arrow E21 cordless electric light-duty staple gun with a year's supply of staples. I mean, this really is a must-have staple gun for any kind of project with upholstery, fabric, paper goods, cardboard, any kind of, you know, light-duty project, but definitely effective. And you will have so many projects to tackle around your house, I promise. It's got a battery life up to 3 hours, and it's available online or in stores for $75. But it could be yours for free.
It's going out to one listener drawn at random. If you want that to be you, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions right now to moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button.
David in Texas is on the line and is dealing with some unwanted issues from a dog. What's going on?
Dog, it's mixed between a terrier and a lab. And she tends to shed. And we've got wooden floors downstairs and carpet upstairs. And tried everything. I walk around the house with a shop vac, trying to vacuum, you know, her fur that's all over the place. And I've got her fur also embedded in the carpet and sometimes the vacuum cleaner doesn't get it out. That's when I go against the grain of the carpet and I drag the fur out of the carpet. So I'm just wondering if you guys have any secret recipes that I can utilize to help me with this, solve this problem.
I don't think I have a good solution for shedding dogs.
I mean, the only issue outside of vacuuming is, are you brushing your dog? They make certain brushes that help you get to the undercoat so that you'll remove the hair before the dog actually has a chance to shed it. So if you're actually on top of the brushing, that might cut down on the shedding.
Fortunately, she has, she's a mix between a lab and terrier, so she's got very short hair. But to your point, Leslie, I haven't done that. I just assumed that, that it would take care of itself, but apparently it hasn't.
Well, it is. It's taking care of itself. It's just not in a way that you like. It's a special brush that allows you to get to the undercoats.
Okay.
And certain times of year, a dog is going to shed more than other times of year. They get, like, that second layer of fur in the winter months. So it's, you know, maybe you don't have to brush every day, but I would start with that and see if you can make any progress that way.
And also, if the only way you can get this dog hair up is with a shop vac, you might want to think about getting a better vacuum. I'll share with you that I know both Leslie and I have the same vacuum because she recommended it to me, and that's a Miele.
It's amazing.
It really works well. It's very light but super powerful, and it does a great job picking up the dog hair around our house, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you. I should have thought about that, but I just assumed. Anyway, thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you might not realize it, but your home is always moving. I mean, it's expanding, it's contracting, it's settling, and sometimes that movement can result in cracks to the foundation. But even though cracks are common, they can be pretty disturbing for most homeowners when you find them. So, Tom, how do you kind of know if a crack that you see is serious or just the result of some normal house movement?
Well, I think, first of all, it's good to be concerned about cracks, but keep in mind that just about every home has its shares of cracks, and they don't necessarily mean that you have a major problem on your hands. Now, there's a number of reasons why crack happens. First of all, the soil may not have compacted before the foundation was installed, and so it shifted a bit. Or sometimes you get organic material, like tree stumps, for example, or cutoffs from the framing. That may have been mixed in with the soil under the house, and when it decays, the soil above it collapses to fill that void, or part of the foundation will drop down. And finally, and I think this is the most common reason, if you simply have too much moisture around the house. Think about this. When it rains heavily and you walk across your yard, you are more apt to sink into the ground, get into the mud, because the wet soil is just not as strong as dry soil. That happens to your house. If you've got poor drainage, and what's happening is the water will just soak in and it will sort of disrupt the structure under the foundation. And over time, that could cause some significant cracking.
All right. Now, how can you determine a major crack versus something that's minor and fixable? Well, one way to tell that is the direction of the crack. If it's vertical, horizontal, diagonal, that really gives you a hint. Now, static or non-moving cracks are usually small. They're hairline. They're vertical or they're randomly oriented. And these types of cracks can be repaired fairly simply and do not extend to the full thickness of the wall. Now, an active crack, on the other hand, can be very serious, and these are typically horizontal or diagonal, and they seem to get worse every year or over time. And for those, it really is best to have them evaluated by a structural engineer. So how do you fix a crack like that?
Yeah, I think that's really key, because if you just go to a contractor, they're going to give you a contractor solution. But if you go to a structural engineer, they're going to design an appropriate solution. And this way you can take that engineer's design, then give it to the contractor and have them fix it, have the engineer certify it. And this way you kind of have a pedigree on the professionalism of that repair. And if you go to sell the house, it's not going to be an issue. Now, if you want to fix cracks like those, if they are DIY, so, for example, if you had some minor vertical cracks or minor horizontal cracks and the cracks open like, I don't know, 1/16 to an eighth of an inch, I would simply fill the crack. I would use a good quality silicone to stop the water. And then just watch it for movement. Monitor it for movement. And if you think it's continuing to move, that's when maybe you need to kind of dig deeper into this and figure out why that's happening and what the next step might be in terms of a repair. But don't panic if you just see a crack or two in your house, because, frankly, that happens to everybody. More foundations are cracked than not. I can tell you that for sure.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, are you ready to tackle a makeover? How about your kids? I mean, making over the kids, or maybe the kids are ready to help tackle a makeover, or whatever it is.
Sometimes you want to do both.
Right?
Certain moments in the teen years, just a few of those, you know, that's all.
I'm in those right now. I don't even want to talk about it. It's grouchy time over here. Well, whatever it is, that makeover we're talking about, we're going to lend you a hand with that coming up. So stick around.
You live in a body pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Kids are back in school, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive knows that crowded parking lots can lead to fender benders, door dings, dents, and scratches. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers free estimates, works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with the carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is senior day where seniors 60 and older get in free. And you can enjoy the enduro racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free. And there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free. And we'll feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ashley wrote in saying, I need to replace my water softener, and I'm debating buying one that uses salt and one that doesn't. What would you recommend?
Well, you know, hard water billet normally comes from minerals that are in your home's water, and it's also called limescale. It sticks to your pipes. It sticks inside water-using appliances, and it shortens their life. I personally, though, am a fan of salt-free water softeners. I have worked with a product called Easy Water for a while, which is pretty cool. You know how magnets, Leslie, repel one another when two positives are pressed together? You know those science experiments I'm sure your kids have been doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Easy Water technology pretty much works like that. The water comes into your house, and Easy Water creates a magnetic field within the water, and then it pushes those hard water particles apart. This way they can't stick together. If they don't stick together, then they can't clog up your system. So I think that that's probably a pretty good option, and it's also a heck of a lot less expensive than using a salt system, which you constantly have to refill.
Man, you gotta love technology. That makes it so easy.
Well, summer vacation is a great time to redo a kid's room, and Leslie's got some fun and easy ideas for sprucing up those spaces for your younger family members in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, makeover for rooms or makeover for kids?
Maybe they're kind of the same.
One of my children came to me in tears because she hated her room. So we kind of did make her over in the room at the same time, and now everybody was happy.
And then everybody's happy. Yeah, I mean, it's an attitude adjustment plus a room makeover, so they go hand in hand. But you know what? This really is a good time of year to kind of tackle the redesign and the redo of your kid's sort of attitude and outlook towards things because it's, you know, school's about to start. Everybody's kind of in a new transitional phase. Maybe you're switching schools. Maybe you're suddenly getting bigger. Maybe you've outgrown the little kiddie area of the room and you need a little bit more of a kind of a big kid's room. So it depends on where you're at in the sort of growth phase. But the fall and back to school is kind of a great time to sort of jump into this makeover. Now, you might have a kid that's going from, say, elementary school to middle school and their room's kind of still babyish. So think about ways that you can make it a little bit more teen and cool, but also make it functional to be kind of like a school workspace. So there's a lot of great loft beds or beds that sort of have, you know, desks or bookcases built into the foot or off of the sides. You know, always think about these kind of multifunctional pieces because that's a great way to keep their room a lot more organized, but also give them a place to do their work and really dedicate it to their work. If you've got younger kids and maybe they're outgrowing like all the big toys and moving into the smaller toys, that's a lot of pieces. Think about ways to sort of redecorate their space that adds in functional storage. And if you work on this with your child, it kind of helps them take ownership of where things go and helps them figure out like, oh, I know where to go. I know where this gets put away because I picked out this awesome bookcase or this awesome toy storage unit. You know, have them get involved because that really helps them understand why you make the choices you do, why the pieces function the way they do, how they can be of more than one use, but also allowing them to have the design input really makes them feel proud of their space. So this is a good time of year to boost confidence, make those rooms more functional, and send them off to the school year with a better attitude. And then parents, break out the wine, because it's nice to have those quiet days back sometimes. I'm just saying.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the show, do you love your outdoor spaces? Well, if those spaces are limited to the backyard, well, the Department of Energy says you might be missing out big because there's a new trend towards what they're calling social front yards. We'll explain what it's all about on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.